It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Oh, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on getting to the truth. Bias increasingly pervades our politics and our news. We all recognize that particular politicians and news media have a pronounced bent, which is expounded with the fervency of a Baptist preacher. This bias is not a new condition, but it is becoming increasingly difficult to find pure, old, unfiltered news. I will review why it is important to get to the truth, and at the end of the show, suggest some ways you can cut through the bias and find the actual facts. The poster child for unbiased news reporting has traditionally been Edward R. Murrow. He was considered by his peers of the day as legendary due to his integrity and intelligence. His war reports filed from London during the German bombings of World War II stand as the standard for all journalists. Murrow reported for CBS News, and his ultimate boss was his friend, William S. Paley. Paley was very supportive of Murrow's wartime work. After the war, Murrow opted to remain a reporter, ultimately turning down Paley's offers of a management position. Murrow's reports ranged from political topics to an objective look at unidentified flying objects. He demonstrated his personal courage once again when he confronted Senator Joseph McCarthy about his Red Scare persecution in the early 1950s. McCarthy wielded a lot of power at the time, and those that challenged him frequently paid dearly for their efforts. Murrow prepared a show on McCarthy, using the senator's own comments and speeches to highlight inconsistencies and contradictions. Murrow and his team had to use their own money to advertise the show and were not allowed to use the CBS logo. The airing of the episode is viewed as the beginning of the end of the McCarthy era. In looking back at the McCarthy challenge, Murrow was quoted as saying, "No one can terrorize a whole nation unless we are all his accomplices." Murrow had a falling out with Paley over Murrow's objection to interference in his reporting of the news. Murrow called it like he saw it when he was quoted as saying, "When the politicians complain that TV turns the proceedings into a circus, it should be made clear that the circus was already there and that TV has merely demonstrated that not all the performers are well trained." Paley took heat from politicians and sponsors in light of such comments and attempted to rein Murrow in. Murrow chose to leave. Murrow observed some of the worst aspects of humanity during the war years and the McCarthy era. While he certainly held the individual tyrants responsible, he also held the nations that allowed such lunacy to blame. He reported that a nation of sheep will beget a government of wolves. So how do we avoid becoming a nation of sheep? The first step is to get to the truth. Most of what we see and read that is presented as news is really biased propaganda for one side or the other. The good news is that the bias is pretty obvious. I used to have great respect for Paul Krugman, the New York Times economic columnist. But unfortunately, he has become so rabid in his distaste for Republicans that I fear he has lost any idea of objectivity. You need only watch Fox News for a moment to understand its bias. So your choices are to find a source that is truly objective, or watch or read both sides with the idea that somewhere in the middle is the truth. Ironically, my personal objective sources are both offshore, The Economist magazine and the BBC news programs. To get both sides, I read the Wall Street Journal and then the New York Times. I particularly take interest if the Journal criticizes a conservative approach or the Times attacks a liberal one, as such articles go against that paper's grain. Once you get to the truth, it is important not to be a sheep. If you disagree, speak up. Murrow said it most dramatically. We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason. If we dig deep in our history and our doctrine and remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who fear to write, to speak, to associate, and to defend causes that were, for the moment, unpopular. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, please stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.